Good morning to all the prayer group members. God bless you with a new week and the start of a new week. And may God bless you, your works, your families, and yourself as you start and take on your job. Today's devotional is Proverbs chapter 22, verse 29. See you a man diligent in his business. He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. So how can we be diligent in our business? What does that mean? What is God saying? So whatever your business and whatever your work, number one, let's be thankful to the Lord that, Lord, this is your business, not my business, but this is your business that you have given me to handle and to manage. Lord, this is your job. This is the job that you have given me. This is not from my own efforts. This is a job that you have given me. So, Father, thank you for that. Number two, always ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom. Wisdom for the day. Wisdom how to run your business wisely. Wisdom how to run your job. How to do your job the best way possible. Wisdom. Ask for wisdom. Ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom. Every day, pray before you start your day. Pray for your business. Pray for your job. Very important. Pray for wisdom and discernment. Number three, pray for all your colleagues, your manager, your bosses. Pray for the success of your business. Yes. Pray for your colleagues. Pray for even those colleagues who don't like you. Pray for them. God will change their hearts. But pray for your business. Pray for profits. Pray for success. Pray for new clients. Pray for your job. Pray for your manager. Bless them. Bless your business. Bless them. Pray for the president and the general manager of your companies, wherever you work. Pray for your company. Pray for them. How can God bless you in your work, in your business, if you are not blessing your business yourself? And always, number four, always do what is right. Always do what is right. Always do what is right. May you be the salt and light where you work. May you be the salt and light of your own business. May you be the role model. So always do your very best. You know, what has always kept me going is that today, how can I make a difference, Lord? When I go to work, how can I make a difference in whatever I'm doing? Lord, help me, guide me, open new doors for me, open opportunities for me, Lord, where I can shine. And the Lord has always been faithful. Yes, Jesus said, you are the salt and light of this world. So become the salt and light wherever you are. May people be blessed. May your job be blessed. May your work be blessed. May your company be blessed because of you. Because you are a man of prayer. You are marked for distinction. In the name of Jesus, I pray and ask, amen.